So if you're getting ready to go see your family for Thanksgiving, you better stop what you're doing right now, and you better run out, and you better go get the vaccine right now. Because if you don't, there will be hell to pay. That is the new message from Dr. Fauci and the White House. Now, if you're having deja vu or PTSD from exactly what they said a year ago, and you're saying, wow, this seems awfully familiar, you're right. Let me remind you of what Fauci had to say a year ago. This was for last Thanksgiving. This was for last Christmas. As we had the NBC, ABC, CBS news exclusives, Dr. Fauci sitting down to set the record straight on what's going to happen this holiday season.
Very proud, Dr. Fauci. Very quickly before we let you go this morning, a final message, a final plea before Christmas to anyone who is listening right now.
Yeah.
Final plea, folks, a final message before you might kill your loved ones. You might kill grandma. You might all die. We're going to give you a final opportunity, a final message to get it right, folks. And this is, again, last Thanksgiving, last Christmas. Same guy, elected by no one, dictating to all of us what we can and cannot do. Telling you, you just got to listen to science. Same dude that told you masks didn't work, then told you to wear multiple masks. Same guy who said just wear the mask and we'll flatten the curve in 2 weeks. Same guy that said this will be over soon. Same guy that lied to you about where this actually came from. Lied about gain of function research. Lied about your tax dollars going to Wuhan. Lied about what actually happened in China with the Wuhan virus because he was willing to protect his friends over there and protect the money that he was sending over there than protecting you and your family, who gets to dictate to you everything, who makes more money than any other government official. And again, he is elected by no one, but has more power than Joe Biden right now. 1 year ago, here's what he said.
You know, please do what I suggested for Thanksgiving. We don't want to cancel Christmas, but you have to tone down plans, try to minimize travel, and try to avoid large congregations of people indoors. You know, the dinners that have 20, 25 people. You know, we know how difficult it is in a wonderful season like Christmas to tone down these kinds of things. But we really do need to hang in there. As you know, and as you reported correctly, the situation now of the amount of infection in the community is really rather high. We're in a precarious situation. There is light at the end of the tunnel. Sooner or later, hopefully sooner, within the next several months, vaccines are going to make a serious, important, positive impact. But until then, we really need to adhere to good, prudent public health practices.
Dr.
There it is. That was a year ago. Has anything changed? A lot of people got vaccinated. Has anything changed moving into the holidays? No. No. In fact, now we're going to change the definition of what it means to be fully vaccinated. You can lose your fully vaxxed status now. Fauci says he's working hand in hand with the White House and the President of the United States of America, Joe Biden. And Joe Biden, he says, quote, is open to changing the definition of fully vaccinated to now include boosters.
We're going to follow that very carefully, Dana, and that's what we say, and that's what we mean when we say we let the science and the data follow. So we're going to take a look right now at what the durability is of the booster, and we're going to follow people who get boosted. We don't know right now. You have to be perfectly transparent and honest.
That's a novel idea. This guy's now touting that we need to be perfectly transparent and honest. Guy that lied to you about gang of function research, lied to you about funding, lied about the Wuhan lab, lied to you and said he thought this came from a wet market when he knew it didn't, refuses to ask tough questions of China because he already knows the answers. And now he says we have to be transparent and clear and honest. Really?
We're going to be doing the best we can to keep the American public optimally protected. If that means that that's going to be a boost that will absolutely everyone will have to have, then so be it. We'll do it that way. But it will be guided by the science. And people should not be put off by the fact that as time goes by and we learn more and more about the protection, that we might modify the guidelines. That's what we've been saying all along, by follow the science. Things change and you have to follow the data.
Let's talk about that science. Let's talk about that transparency that he just mentioned. He says that if you just let the people understand what's going on and you be honest with the people, you and I, that they're going to be more willing to follow you, right? Okay, then I have a question. Why is it that the individuals that he's over are wanting to wait until 2076, Look at the calendar right now. It's 2021. Why is it now that the FDA wants to wait until 2076, when the majority of older people and middle-aged people will be dead, based on statistics of age, to fully release the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine data? That's right. The same guy that says we need transparency with the people who works for the United States government is now saying the Food and Drug Administration is asking a judge this week if the agency could have 55 years to fully release the data used to license Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine, court documents prove. The FDA's 55-year plan, which I'm 40, I'm going to be 95 when I get this information. If I'm alive, they know I'm probably not going to be. I'll be dead by then. I'll be in heaven. That's when they want to release this. This would put the full release at 2076. This is stemming from a Freedom of Information Act request from a group called Public Health and Medical Professionals for Transparency, which is comprised of at least 30 scientists and professors from universities like Harvard, Yale, Brown, and UCLA. The group says it is a nonprofit that takes no partisan position on the data, but exists solely to obtain and disseminate the data relied upon by the FDA to license COVID-19 vaccines for the sake of transparency. After the FDA denied the group an expedited records request of all data pertaining to the licensing of the Pfizer vaccine, Public Health and Medical Professionals for Transparency filed a lawsuit. This happened in September in the U.S. District Court of the Northern District of Texas. The group contends that reviewing the information will settle the ongoing public debate regarding the adequacy of the FDA's review process. The FDA argued, quote, releasing this data should also confirm the FDA's conclusion that the Pfizer vaccine is safe and effective. They just want transparency. Thus, increased confidence in the Pfizer vaccine. So if you've got nothing to hide, then release the data so that the American people in the world can have confidence in the Pfizer vaccine. The fact that COVID-19 vaccines are being mandated to individuals across the country by federal, state, and local governments, as well as private businesses, is all the more reason why we need to see how the FDA review process worked and what information they received from Pfizer. The FDA filed a reply to the suit in a joint report on November the 15th, saying the agency is requesting 55 years or releasing 500 pages a month because of the large size of the request. They say the request is roughly 329,000 pages, and because it does not have enough staff to complete the request any faster. The nonprofit is requesting the agency release the complete data by March 3rd, 2022. That would be in 108 days. This 108-day period is the same amount of time it took the FDA to review the responsive documents for the far more intricate task of licensing Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. The Pfizer vaccine, the plaintiffs state. Now, let's just recap that real quick. So the FDA replied to this suit, saying the agency needs 55 years to release the data, 500 pages a month, because the size of the request. But the FDA wants you to believe that they were actually able to not just review, but actually question, do a deep dive into a vaccine that's being mandated on people. And they're claiming they went through 329,000 pages in 108 days. They're saying it's impossible for them to just release those pages to you. And they say in a timely manner, it would actually be 55 years for them to do so. And you wonder why people aren't trusting the vaccines. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. This is just the facts. If you're asking for 55 years to give out this information, that should tell you a lot about what they may be hiding from us. And if you are Pfizer and you're sitting on a multi-billion dollar vaccine, you would think that you'd want transparency with that so that more people would trust your vaccine, so therefore more people would take your vaccine, which would make you billions and billions of more dollars. So the question you have to ask is, okay, So what's in it they don't want us to see? Right? Like, what's in this paperwork that they don't want us to see? What is it? I'm curious. Anybody want to answer that question? A lot of people, by the way, should want that question to be answered before they take the jab. There's a lot of people sitting on the sidelines right now not wanting to get the jab. And this is another example of why. Pfizer is doing everything they can to hide from you information. I just mentioned exactly what they're now asking for, which is 55 years to give you all the information on their request for emergency use and ultimately just the vaccine in general. Now, in response to this lawsuit, which is all about transparency, you would think it would be good for business to be transparent. The FDA has now argued that the nonprofit's proposed deadline would, quote, force the FDA to process more than 80,000 pages a month. They say that's a pace which the agency just can't do. They say it would also, quote, raise a significant risk of inadvertent disclosure of records properly subject to examination under the Freedom of Information Act. All right, if I own Pfizer and I have a bunch of data that would show transparency, a bunch of data that would show you how we got to where we are, and a bunch of data that would show people exactly what's going on, and it would make more people want to get the vaccine, right? Make a lot more people want to get the vaccine. Wouldn't I just like hire a bunch of people to run through this stuff very quickly? Because you did all of this when you were asking for the emergency use in 108 days. Hell, let's give them 200 days, 216 days, twice as much time. But they want 55 years. 55 years, I'd be 95 years old when we would actually get all this information. Now, Dr. Fauci, let's go back to him real quick. Dr. Fauci has said that he and the White House are very much open to changing the definition of fully vaccinated. Now, I'm not anti-vax. I've gotten the vaccine, just so you know. Okay? Actually, I got the Pfizer one. I would like to know what's in it. I'd like to know what the review process looked like before I get a booster indefinitely, because if there's anything we've learned over the last week, these boosters are going to be needed basically forever. It could be every 6 months. It could be every year. Now, am I going to keep putting this stuff in my body every 6 months if you're holding things for me for 55 years? I'll answer that question. No. That also means that I would lose my vaccine status. I would go from fully vaccinated to unvaccinated based on what Dr. Fauci said. And Dr. Fauci has made it clear that he and the White House, and he says, well, Biden is open to changing the definition of fully vaccinated to include boosters. I bet you he is. And the reason why is because he's taking his orders from Fauci.
We're going to follow that very carefully, Dana, and that's what we say, and that's what we mean when we say we let the science and the data follow. So we're going to take a look right now at what the durability is of the booster. And we're going to follow people who get boosted. We don't know right now. You have to be perfectly transparent and honest. We're going to be doing the best we can to keep the American public optimally protected. If that means that that's going to be a boost that will absolutely everyone will have to have, then so be it. We'll do it that way. But it will be guided by the science. And people should not be put off by the fact that as time goes by and we learn more and more about the protection, that we might modify the guidelines. That's what we've been saying all along, by follow the science. Things change and you have to follow the data.
Here's my question. Things change and we should follow the data. So why won't you let me see the data? Why won't you let me follow the science? Why won't you let me have the opportunity to read 200 and something thousand pages that you guys went through in 108 days? Now, these, quote, protected records would include trade secret information and personal privacy information of patients who participated in the clinical trials the FDA is also arguing. So you need 55 years to undo that when you slammed it together in a matter of moments? Here's the other chilling part. The FDA does not have the personal resources, they say, in its Freedom of Information office to process the plaintiff's requests at a rate of more than 80,000 pages per month. So you guys can give vaccines emergency use status and run through all the data, 200-something thousand plus pages, in 108 days, but you don't have the personnel to just read those pages and release them to the public. Well, that's scary as hell, literally. They say the plaintiff's Freedom of Information Act request is being processed by the Access Litigation and Freedom of Information Branch. They call it the branch in the FDA's Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research. The branch has a total of 10 employees, they say, including the director and two trainees. So in other words, they're actually telling you that we're like stupid, understaffed, and little. The same organization that we're supposed to believe did a peer critique of Pfizer and 200 plus pages of data in 108 days and then gave emergency use to a vaccine, they're now saying they don't have the manpower to give it to us and they need 55 years to do it. Quote, increasing the volume of more than 80,000 pages per month is such a rate that is even possible, and it's likely not, they said. As plaintiff's requests result in plaintiff monopolizing essentially all of the FDA's resources and leaving little resources to process other Freedom of Information Act requests. So let me get this straight. The biggest deal in the world right now is the vaccine. The biggest issue facing the world right now in real time is COVID-19. And the biggest issue that everybody wants to know about, and you guys are demanding that we get boosters and we get the vaccine and you're mandating them, but you don't want to take the time to give us the data so we can see what's in the information given to the FDA when you guys gave emergency use? Come on. Really? Quote, indeed, the D.C. Circuit has recognized that another agency's policy of processing 500 pages per request per month serves to promote efficient responses to a large number of requesters. So the government seems to be already bailing them out on this. The nonprofit, in its reply, emphasized the urgency of the release, noting that the ability for a majority of Americans to participate in civil society and events and event the exercise of basic liberty rights are now contingent on receiving a product, this product. So when the government tells you, well, we have all these other Freedom of Information Act requests and those need to have the same ability to get reviewed as this does, I mean, let me just be very clear and blunt. This is exactly why so many people don't trust the government, don't trust Fauci, and do not trust the vaccine. This is why. I can tell you I am, quote, fully vaxxed, and if I lose my vaccine status, I knowing now this makes me way less likely, okay? Way less likely to get a booster, because I also know that the booster is only going to be good for, I think, 6 months. That's what they're telling me. It's only 6 months. Well, it could be more, but we're not really sure. I mean, it might be more, but it might not be more. Could be less. We don't really know. Could be indefinite. But what we do know is the White House is open to changing the definition of fully vaccinated. And this is supposed to get the rest of America to go get vaccinated. This conversation, this tells you exactly the intent of this administration. They are going to run over you with a bulldozer, and then they're going to pummel you. And they're going to run back over your body again and again and again and again and again until you do what they tell you to do. That's it. There's nothing else to say, folks. No, we're not going to tell you how we got to where we're supposed to get. No, we're not going to tell you how we got from point A to point B. No, we're not going to tell you what's actually going on. We're not going to do any of it, folks. None of it. Because we don't have to. Because we can just hide behind everything. We can hide behind data for 55 years, and in the meantime, we'll take away all of your rights, and we'll make sure that you cannot function. That's what they're saying. I got to go back to Fauci from a year ago to just, again, put an exclamation point on the insanity of what they are saying compared to the reality of what they're giving us when it comes to information. A year ago, Fauci was terrified that Christmas was going to kill everybody. And it was going to be worse than Thanksgiving, right? Because right after Thanksgiving, they had the death counter up. Coronavirus death pandemic numbers. Total cases, 14,761. Deaths, 282,000. Right before the election, these numbers are up on the screen. Hey, Fauci, let's talk about this. Are you worried about Christmas?
What are your concerns about Christmas, Dr. Fauci?
My concerns, John, are the same thing of the concerns that I had about Thanksgiving, only this may be even more compounded because it's a longer holiday. With Thanksgiving, you know, it was just the end of the week and then you go back to work the next week. With Christmas, it starts several days before, it goes through Christmas, the week after Christmas, into New Year's and the New Year's holiday. I think it could be even more of a challenge than what we saw with Thanksgiving. So I hope that people realize that and understand that as difficult as this is, nobody wants to modify, if not essentially shut down, their holiday season. But we are in a very critical time in this country right now. We've got to not walk away from the facts and the data. This is tough going for all of us.
So what has actually changed in the last year? I'm serious. What has actually changed in the last year? Has anything changed? Millions and millions and millions of people got the vaccine. But you guys are still telling us that the world's going to end. That's what's happening. The rest of the world, by the way, is totally losing their minds. Around the world, there's other countries right now that are actually transporting, using the military to label people as vaccinated and unvaccinated, and then transferring positive COVID cases. The military and the army is now doing this in different parts of the world. Go look at Australia and what they're dealing with right now. Look at other countries. It's insane what's happening right now. And then there's the other part about natural immunity. Dr. Atlas was on Fox News Channel this weekend, and he was railing against the fact that the COVID-19 squad, right, the Dr. Fauci's, the Burks, Biden administration, Pfizer, BioNTech, all of these, Moderna, they're all refusing to admit that there is some sort of natural immunity when it comes to COVID. And if you get it, especially if you get the Delta variant, doesn't matter. You got to get the jab.
Consistent pattern of ignoring the facts. I mean, by the way, many countries in the world use 3 feet. They did from the beginning, including and to this day. Now, 6 feet, the studies have come out, as you just mentioned, saying that there was no difference between 6 feet and 3 feet because much of the infection is spread through simply breathing, aerosolized gases, basically. And yet we never change a policy. We never change the policy on stopping this fanatic wiping of surfaces. You go on an airplane, not only have they already cleaned the surfaces, then the people are grabbing alcohol pads. You know, we sit here and double down on the lowest risk environments. Schools are very low risk. Healthy children have an extremely low risk of the disease, and they only rarely spread the disease. This is proven for over a year and a half, yet we double down on schools. Airlines, there's never been significant outbreaks of cases. This is before vaccines. Everyone's vaccinated now, yet we double down on airlines. You hear every 5 minutes an announcement about putting masks on between chewing, bites of food. I mean, this is a complete denial of science, a complete denial unique to the United States, by the way, of just ignoring the natural immunity after recovering from the infection.
Yes, just ignoring it. But hey, get the jab. You're going to lose your status. You're going to kill grandma. Now they're going after air travel. We got this big Thanksgiving travel. Secretary of Transportation, the dude who took 2 months off when he didn't birth a child, was on Meet the Press. And you can see that these stars are starting to align before Christmas. MSNBC, Meet the Press. Chuck Todd is laying the groundwork for what's coming, and I'm going to call it right now. And I'm going to tell you right now, I believe that Secretary Pete and this administration is going to, at some point in the near future, and my guess would be probably before Christmas, is going to mandate to get on flights, you got to be vaccinated.
There is not a vaccine requirement for air travel. Why not?
Well, there is when it comes to international travel. When it comes to domestic travel, we found other strategies are highly effective, including masks and those protections. Meanwhile, of course, we have employers both inside the travel agency, travel industry, and just across the country advancing vaccines. And that is creating a very safe travel environment for Americans.
So it sounds like you don't want to implement a vaccine mandate for domestic air travel. I guess why not?
Other than you're nervous about doing something that's politically divisive, I guess. But if we're trying to get to the end of this pandemic, continuing to have sort of loopholes to avoid a vaccine seems to elongate this pandemic.
Well, what we're doing right now is working to make air travel safe. Again, it's a little bit of a different picture, of course, when you have international travel, because different countries have different standards, which is why, as part of opening our travel again for international travelers, something I was delighted to see happen earlier this month, we did include those vaccine requirements. But between the masking and the other mitigations, we're very confident in the safety of air travel and travel generally in this country.
The media isn't. Nuh-uh. And I'm just telling you right now, they're going to come for this. This is about dividing the country into two different groups, the have and the have-nots. You will have your rights given to you if you comply with the jab and the boosters. Fauci was also on TV and just made it like randomly dropped this bombshell that, hey, you're going to have the need for yearly COVID inoculations. The boosters might increase the vaccine's, quote, durability. Now, if you want to know how we got this vaccine, don't worry. We're not going to tell you. It'll take 55 years for those records to come out.
Durability of that protection is. And as we always do, you just follow and let the data guide your policy and let the data guide your recommendations.
Let's talk about later on. Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla recently said there's a high chance boosters would be needed annually. Do you think that's a possibility, or do you believe it might be even sooner, like every 6 months?
Now, think about if you're Pfizer. Wouldn't you love for people to have to come get your shot every 6 months? Certainly every year indefinitely. You don't need to do anything else if you're Pfizer. The amount of money you're going to make off this, it's game over. I mean, it's literally game over. You don't have to. You can own this thing, folks. You can own this thing forever. I don't trust these companies. There's too much money. There's too many billions of dollars. Forget that. There's too many, let's just be real, hundreds of billions of dollars. Of course they're going to want you to get a vaccine booster. And listen to Fauci's response.
You know, we follow the data, and there's always, it's so easy to predict.
By the way, I love that. We follow the data, except when it comes to natural immunity. We follow the data, except if it points to Wuhan Lab of Virology with gain-of-function research. We follow the data, unless it's something we can't make money off of.
Martha, about how often you would need it. We would hope, and this is something that we're looking at very carefully, that third shot with the mRNA not only boosts you way up, but increases the durability so that you will not necessarily need it every 6 months or a year. We're hoping it pushes it out more.
We're hoping, but maybe next year we'll be talking about booster number 5 or booster number 6 or booster number 7 or booster number 8 or booster number 9 or booster number 22. But we know one thing, if you want transparency, don't worry, we're going to give it to you. We're going to give it to you in 55 years. That's how long it'll take for you to get transparency on how the FDA greenlighted the Pfizer vaccine and other vaccines. You want the documents? We need 55 years to give them to you. And you really think that this game plan is going to get the majority of Americans vaccinated? Now, the reason why this is their game plan is because they're planning on giving all of us no choice but to get vaccinated, or you won't be able to have a life. You won't be able to participate in society. I hope every one of you will give this data that I just gave you and the facts I just gave you about the 55 years to your family and friends. Share this podcast with your family and friends. Hit that little forward button, share it on social media. Whatever social media you're on, you can forward it in a text message to your friends. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Okay. Also, subscribe to our podcast. Wherever you get your podcast, hit that auto download or subscribe button. It's free. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.